Yes, we hear you
Yes,
well.
very good. So what I actually would prefer to do is to respond to your needs and the points that you made and invite you to collaborate with a very specific group of people, because at the end of the day, the most useful information is that you get a name, telephone number, email, link, or something concrete to follow up on. So definitely to Andrei, if you're not already in touch with our squad on digitalizing energy system action plan, then I will link you up if you're not. Okay, but there is a lot, because we just launched this big action plan on digitalizing energy. I will take Lubka's suggestion and I tell you one kind of indicative thing. When we developed Green Deal end of 2019 with our new president, that was the first time, for the first time, 22 general director, so imagine ministers, each of them responsible for one separate kind of topic, digital and environment and climate and employment and trade and industry and you name it, human rights. 22 general directors were sitting around the table scratching their heads when we were saying what we want to do in the climate and environment. And they said, this changes completely my job. And that's what I want to understand. And that has not sinked into the capitals. In the capitals, the ministries are still in their cocoon. And when I talk to them about green and digital transition, many of them perceive it as, yes, now the green people, ministries of environment and climate, and the digital people, Ministry of Telecoms and Industry and IT, are more equal than the other ministers. No. And that's the wrong perception. It's not that when there is a money on a public purse, the green people and digital people get the money first, and then they leave the leftovers to the demographic people or the employment people. That is not the way to understand this. There needs to be a cooperation, because the green digital is about the nexus, and the nexus is not reduce footprint of data centers. The nexus is about the potential to accelerate, if anything else, circular economy, accelerate the climate action, accelerate the green developments. That acceleration needs cooperation and the same goal. But when I talk to ministries in member states, it's like interplanetary travel. When I talk in the same country, one ministry, other ministry, completely on another planet. So that cooperation needs to happen. It is happening on a small scales and startups. So the Accelerate 2030 that Lubka works in understands this very well, but it's not yet scalable, because the system, the institutions are not yet broken walls. And if anything, if I had to talk to institutions and say that's where you will see the biggest resistance, is to go for green public procurement. Go and try, for example, Bojana in Montenegro, and say, when we pay for this, and we ask as a ministry, go and push the ministry to go for green public procurement for connected mobility, smart city, some kind of a smart energy grid installations. And you say, I will get the cheapest. Yes, 80% will go to the cheapest offer, but I will put 20 or 30% value on how many emissions you can avoid through this. And you will see a chaos. I mean, I don't have a standard. The zero tolerance to kind of a risk will go, no, let's just price is enough. The other things are confusing. So green public procurement is a good idea, but it's not implementable unless you have a criteria. We do have a criteria. They are optional for member states, but still the administrators doing these forms and the liabilities and everything do not want that, because it's too confusing. The price is so much cheaper. So there is many levels of things that need to happen on actually making it a reality, the green digital transition. When Akhil was talking about greening and what UNCTAD does, and if you look at our Net Zero Industry Act, you will see areas like ones that have nothing to do with digital, green hydrogen, heat pumps, biofuels. That's where most of the financing go when they think of green tech? But there is very little digital in that. So there is another confusing development that is still not integrated with digitalization. That is how this green energy production has what it has to do with digital. So only grids and energy sector in the distribution has some digitalization, but the biofuels and the offshore and the PVs, there is not much digitalization in there. So, and those industrial policies do not even, you know, they don't integrate that. As a rule, what I see, but I'm not sure this is good to say in public, when there is a legislation from your country or even from a commission on digitalization, there is very little on green. And when there are legislations on for deforestation, land management, climate change, carbon capture, there is very little of digital. Even your own laws about environmental protection use digitalization of 20th century. They still have like 20, 30 years gap to use up to date the modern and existing technologies to manage the environmental laws. Same way digitalization still, when they write their own laws, still doesn't understand what it means that digitalization serves the three dimensions of sustainability. When you talk about sustainability, there are three dimensions: economic, social, environmental. Digitalization for last 30 years serves only one dimension, economic. The others are completely oblivious. We, for a few years, started to talk about, there are human rights. Yeah, okay, so inequality, accessibility, web accessibility. I was even the one writing the directive on web accessibility. Oh, there are human rights that we have to take, you know, gender and skills and all that. Oh, fine. And now we developed and we understood that there is an environmental dimension. Oops, we also have an impact on environment. These three dimensions, there is no institution, there's nobody in the world to understand how to optimize a digitalization with respect to economy, society, environment. There are armies of people knowing one of the dimensions, but to look at it as that, so if Bojana has to say, okay, where do I put my money in the innovation fund? I have only so much. What is the biggest impact? Well, ask how your innovation will help economy, society, and environment. And you'll see you get a lot of confusion, right? Because people know how to serve economic, but sometimes the other ones, one at a time.